It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. We were in Fort Lauderdale on Thursday for a special broadcast from the National Association of Hispanic Journalists Convention. Gabriela Hernandez in Northern California tuned into our discussion about how the mainstream media covers Latinos. I am a Mexican-born U.S. citizen and speak English with even greater fluidity than Spanish, but, she said, I find myself forced to tune into Spanish-language news in order to see anything that reflects my connection between the mainstream and the immigrant community. The English media tend to ignore the fact that millions of U.S. citizens want to know what's going on in Latin America. Larry Waters from Tucson, Arizona, felt our conversation was too one-sided. The proponents of illegal aliens were quick to throw the term racist into the debate, he wrote, and I feel that's had a dampening effect on debate. While some who are concerned with illegal immigration may have racist motivations, and they seem to get most of the attention, that in no way means that all who are concerned with this issue are in agreement with them. I'm against all illegal immigration, no matter from what country. It's not about Latino versus Anglo. It's about fairness, workers' rights, and the rule of law. Last Monday, we talked about the U.S. offer to negotiate with Iran over their nuclear ambitions. New Yorker Aaron Benezra cautioned, we must understand that the current government of Iran will talk the West blue in the face in the guise of negotiations, all the while seeking language in any documents to be signed, which they can interpret as enabling their continued work on nuclear projects. Omar, another listener in Arizona, was in Egypt last month and wrote to tell us, any political discussion I had there seemed to center around the fact that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the only Middle Eastern leader that's willing to stand up to the U.S. My thought, he continued, is that the U.S. is at fault for this. Condoleezza Rice's style of speaking to Iran as if it were a child being warned about a pending spanking leaves much to be desired. I'm not defending Ahmadinejad, and I don't agree with what he stands for, but how else is a leader supposed to respond after being offered carrots and stones? On our opinion page a week ago Monday, Frida Gidis argued that Europe's tradition of long vacations and short work weeks will soon be history and that European workers will soon toil more like Americans. Amy in Texas wrote, well, if we were called the ugly Americans before, we will surely be hated now. Many of us have always envied the Europeans, not least because of their more relaxed lifestyles, but now we are exporting our attitudes about long hours and short vacations. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Becky Villamas, Susan Lund, Setsko Sato, Megan Moline, Odette Youssef, and Barry Hardiman. Miyu Akachi is our intern. Scott Cameron edits our program. Paul Heltzel produces our web content. Gwen Uten directs the show. Sarah handles our production assistant. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She gets engineering help from Linda Mack and Drew Reynolds. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. The managing editor of NPR News is Barbara Rehm. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can listen to any story from today's program or previous programs at our website, npr.org. Just click on the archives. Find out about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music. Visit npr.org/music. And if you've heard an NPR story you like, you can share it with a friend at npr.org. This is NPR.